Good evening. We'd like to welcome everyone to tonight's City Council meeting for City of Mesa for Monday, February 7th, 2011. I'm Mayor Scott Smith, and as always, it's an honor and privilege for me to conduct this meeting. We'll begin tonight's meeting with an invocation from President Rod Lehman of the First Baptist Church, and after the invocation, we'll have the Pledge of Allegiance, who will be led in the Pledge of Allegiance by Scout Bennett Brown from Troop 255. Please rise for the invocation and the pledge.
Mayor and City Council, it's a privilege for me to come pray for you. My church prays for all of you regularly. We care about our city and we appreciate all that you do. Would you join me now in prayer? Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he chose for his inheritance. From heaven the Lord looks down and sees all mankind. From his dwelling place he watches all who live on the earth. He forms the hearts of all who considers everything they do. No king is saved by the size of his army. No warrior escapes by his great strength. A horse is in vain hope for deliverance. Despite all its great strength, it cannot save. But the eyes of the Lord are on those who fear him, on those whose hope is in his unfailing love. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the freedom that we have in our country, the freedom to assembly, and we ask now your blessing upon this City Council meeting and all the business that it has on its agenda tonight. Father, our money is short. Help us to find ways to do things that we need to do for our people. Volunteerism has been weakened. Would you strengthen that? Whisper in the hearts of many to do more than they are doing. We confess that the sins of selfishness and greed are encroaching on our culture, and we ask for forgiveness for that. And give us light and deliver us from those things. Father, we're also a diverse group made up of Pentecostals, LDS, Catholics, Protestants. But together we cry out, Lord, give us jobs, keep us free. Let us learn from the lessons of the past. Together, as the community of faith, we ask that you bless our mayor, our city council, our fire and police. Give them safety and protection. Give wisdom to this council. To the mechanics and office pool people and grant writers, give them patience in all that they do. May your unfailing love rest upon us, O Lord, for we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Please follow me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Please be seated. Before we begin with the mayor's welcome, we'd like to recognize in the audience tonight former Chandler Mayor Boyd Dunn, who has a presentation a little bit later. But we want to recognize you, first of all, Mayor Dunn. Always a pleasure having her done here. And also, we have quite a group of scouts here. In addition to Troop 255, we have members of Troop 798, 779, and 795. Welcome to all the scout troops. And I will tell you, I was talking in the study session for all of you scouts out there. Last Saturday, I had the great privilege of attending a court of honor where 18 members of one troop received their eagle on the same evening. Quite an accomplishment to have that many boys receive their eagle on the same evening. So that's something for you to shoot for. First item we're going to deal with tonight is Tracy Groomberger and Don Smith. You here? Come on up. Tracy and Don have a recognition for Councilmember Dina Higgins.
Thank you, Mayor, members of the council. Each year, Lutheran Social Services of the Southwest presents its Spirit and Social Ministry Award to the community member who has had the most positive impact on the agency. We are pleased to announce tonight that the 2010 Spirit and Social Ministry Award member is Mesa City Councilperson Dina Higgins. Councilmember Higgins, throughout 2009, diligently worked to bring services to homeless women without children living on the streets of Mesa. During this drive to bring these services, she brought together people and groups And in this bringing together of people and groups, the iHelp program was conceived for the city of Mesa. In March of 2010, the program was launched, serving two women two nights a week. I am pleased to report that now in February 2011, the program is open seven nights a week, serving an average of 13 women, providing shelter in 10 different church locations throughout Mesa and Gilbert, utilizing community resources that were otherwise left empty during the evening, providing critical services to women. So on behalf of Lutheran Social Services and the women who are receiving services from the iHelp program, thank you. Thank you so much, Councilmember Higgins, and congratulations.
Thank you and congratulations, Bina. Next, I'd like to reintroduce Mayor Boyd Dunn. You know, unfortunately, Mayor Dunn had a little bit of unfinished business that he didn't get totally taken care of before he exited office a couple weeks ago, and we invited him here tonight to take care of that business. So, Mayor Dunn, podium is yours.
Go ahead. Thank you, Mayor Smith. Thank you to the council members. It's a pleasure being here. I have been out of office for a while, so it's been an adjustment, I have to tell you. So I have a lot of spare time in my hands, so I'm here because I have nothing else to do. But, I heard it's a certain person's birthday today, Mayor. If you want to announce, I'm sure everyone knows that. So I brought you a
Steve Nash.
Yes, a gift from downtown Chandler.
Downtown
one of our,
Chandler.
Yes, one of our fine establishments in downtown Chandler.
There are a lot of fine establishments in downtown Chandler,
yes,
by the way.
But
beautiful place.
Yes, thank you very much. But you can't always believe in packages. So if you'll come forward, I'd like to give you an item that represents a bet that the mayor and I did. And I believe I may have to check with legal counsel to see if I can still carry out this bet, even though I'm no longer technically mayor of the city of Chandler. But as you know, there was a football game that occurred a while back with Hamilton High School and Desert Ridge. And Hamilton High School, we made a bet that whoever lost that game would have to wear the other team's jersey during a council meeting. So I got a jersey. I think it's extra small. No. It is extra large. Hopefully it'll be large enough for you to wear, Mayor. We'll wait until you put it on, but that's okay. But it was a very close game, as a matter of fact. It was a game that Hamilton only won the last few minutes, but Hamilton did end up with a 15-0 year, a third state championship, 5A Division I, and most of the players have gone out of state for college, but we won't get into that issue. But that's perfect fit. Look at that.
Looking good.
We'd like to thank Mayor Dunn for
that. Is uncomfortable for you on many levels.
And I understand that Councilmember Summers has a hat that you can also wear you wish.
That's
to celebrate. Yeah, to celebrate national football team that just won. Was it what the Green Bay? Look, with that hat and that jersey.
What's amazing to know is that my muscles are as big as their pads. Here we go. Yes.
Should I still go to the
Thank you. Being a good sport. And thank you, Council.
Mr. Brady, do you have any other presentations under this item?
Mayor, as Mayor Dunn just acknowledged that this is your birthday today, and You know, the staff were really trying to figure out what we could do that would be appropriate. We talked with Westwood to see get the marching band to come, but they said we couldn't afford them. So we came up with an alternative where we decided to bring to you the Mesa Kazoo Band.
The Mesa Kazoo Band.
Come on in, guys.
So this is our in-house band that we've been practicing for a few minutes. Okay.
Stop.
Okay. Obviously, they may need a little practice. But if we could ask the council and the staff to join, we'd like to sing Happy Birthday with the... that is quite a picture there.
With small amount of... With small amount of dignity
that is
I have
a
in my life.
Birthday hat. That is a birthday hat.
I can tell.
Okay. Join us in singing Happy Birthday to the mayor with the background of the kazoos.
Oh.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. That sounds pretty good. Happy birthday, dear mayor. Happy birthday to you. Notice the iPad application kazoo.
iPad birthday. Thank you very much.
That's very good. Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Happy birthday, Mayor.
Thank you.
Happy birthday.
Also on this date, I think Charles Dickens also has a... and as he said, it was the best of times, the worst of times. I think I just went through the ladder. Thank you. All right. As we try to pull some bit of dignity back to this meeting... Mr. Christopher, would you please read the consent agenda?
It's a little hard to top that. Good evening. All citizens are permitted and encouraged to speak.
You can't top that, Kevin.
On agenda items, if you're interested in speaking, please fill out a blue card in the back of the room and give it to the city clerk. When the council considers the item, you'll be called to the podium to provide your comments. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the city council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion unless a council member or citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 3A, act on liquor license for Mesa Chamber of Commerce Business and Education Foundation, one-day civic event, Saturday, April 9th, 2011. Item 4A, act on contract to purchase new intelligent return and sorting system for Red Mountain Library, fully funded by library bond funds. Item 4B, act on contract for natural gas pipe and fittings for materials and supply warehouse. Item 4C, act on contract for wood poles for materials and supply warehouse. Item 4D, act on contract for residential refuse and recycling containers for solid waste management department. Item 4E, act on contract for a new rough terrain piggyback forklift, accessories, and a flatbed trailer for fire department, fully funded by the 2010 Federal Homeland Security Grant Program. Item 4F, act on contract for pressure reducing valve stations at 2762 North Waterbury Road and 3040 North Hawes Road, funding from the fiscal year 10-11 Water Bond Capital Program. Item 4G, act on contract for electric transmission lines upgrade, funding from the fiscal year 10-11 Electric Bond Capital Program. Item 4H, act on contract for power road improvements from Pecos Road to Santan Freeway, funding from the fiscal year 10-11 Streets Bond Capital Program. Item 5A, introduction of ordinance regarding A-10-04, annexing land at 112 West Iron Avenue. This is east of Country Club Drive and south of the U.S. 60 Superstition Freeway. Item 5B, introduction of ordinance regarding Z-10-35, 110 West Iron Avenue to establish city zoning on recently annexed property. Item 5C, introduction of ordinance regarding Z-11-01, 112 West Iron Avenue for a rezone and site plan review to allow for expansion of an existing heavy equipment facility. Item 5D, introduction of ordinance regarding Z-11-02, 740 West Broadway Road, west of Country Club Drive, council use permit to allow for expansion of existing recycling center. Item 5E, introduction of ordinance amending Title 8, Chapter 6 of Mesa City Code to update public nuisance, property maintenance, and neighborhood preservation code. Item 6A, act on ordinance amending Title 11 of Mesa City Code regarding location of medical marijuana dispensaries and related facilities. Item 7A, act on ordinance amending Title 10, Traffic of the Mesa City Code to streamline the implementation of traffic regulations. Item 7B, act on resolution declaring the document entitled Revision to Title 10 of Mesa City Code, January 2011, via public record. Item 8A, act on subdivision plat for Lindsay Park Townhomes, the 2400 to 2800 blocks of East Southern Avenue, located south and west of Southern Avenue and Lindsay Road. And item 9A has been continued to the March 7th council meeting. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you very much. Is there any item that a council member would like removed from the consent agenda? I have requests from the public to speak on two items, therefore they will be removed from the consent agenda. Item 6A and item 10A. is already not on consent, so 10A and 10B will remain off consent. Okay, so item 6A is the only one that's moving off of consent. Okay, Ms. Crocker, do you have any other requests from the public to remove any items?
No other requests, Mayor.
Okay. We have a motion to approve the consent agenda from Councilmember Kavanaugh and a second from Councilmember Glover. Is there any discussion? Please vote. The vote is 7-0 in the affirmative, and the consent agenda is approved. The next item on the agenda is item 6A, dealing with amending Title 11 of the Mesa City Code regarding the locations of medical marijuana dispensaries and related facilities. We have one request to speak for Mr. Robert Kennell. Kennelly, I apologize, Mr. Kennelly. If you want to come on up here, and sir, you have just go ahead and speak right into the microphone there. For the record, if you'd state your name and address again, and then you have 3 minutes, sir.
Certainly. Thank you. I appreciate the time. My name is Robert Kennelly. I live in Mesa, Arizona at 6720 East Encanto Street, and I want to thank the council for their time. My wife and I would like to have the opportunity to open up a medical marijuana dispensary. We realize that there are formidable obstacles to entrance, notwithstanding some of the larger corporations that are trying to come into that market space. And what we wanted to make sure is that the council had considered the use of C1 and C2 zoned properties rather than just M1 and M2 for those sites that will not be cultivating on-site or so cultivating on-site. And the reason I'd like to consider that is because the patients that might use these type of services generally don't go into industrial zones. They tend to gather at doctor's offices and things of that nature. And secondly, they depend on public transportation. And then the second issue I'd like to have the council address is the community health analysis areas, and if you've considered opening up any additional areas than the original map that was provided for those areas, such as the corridor along Mesa and Broadway. Now that they've spread them out a little bit, I'm not sure that we have sufficient areas for that, or if you have another plan to address that. That's really what I wanted to say. I wanted to appreciate your time, the time that you gave me, and thank you once again.
Thank you very much. Any questions for Mr. Canella? Okay, I'll entertain a motion on item 6A. We have a motion from Vice Mayor Summers, a second from Councilmember Richens. Is there any discussion, any questions? Please vote. The vote is 7-0 in the affirmative, and 6A is passed. And Mr. Kennelly, I will say that this is a work in process. I think as we see things come out, I'm sure there will be things that are reconsidered and looked at again. But for right now, I think what the council's saying is that we're going to move in this direction and see how it plays out. That doesn't mean this is the final answer, but it means it's the answer for right now. The next item on the agenda is item 10A. We have two items related to this resolution. Item 10A is approving and finding the existence of a blight and creating the Crescent Crown redevelopment area. A two-thirds vote is required. That would be 5 votes. Do I have a motion? And then on related to that, on 10B is approving and authorizing the city manager to execute a development agreement and governmental property lease excise tax lease between the Crescent Crown Distributing LLC and the City of Mesa for the development of property located at the northwest corner of Broadway Road and Brooks Circle in Mesa. We have a request to speak on 10A, and I would imagine that Mr. Schulke, you want to address both of these. So, Mr. Schulke, you've been here before, and I know you know the routine. Please state your name and address, and you have 3 minutes, sir.
Tom Schulke, 7604 East Wolf Canyon, Mesa. I'm actually speaking more on B than A.
You want to wait on that, or do you want to...
Whatever you want.
Whatever you prefer.
I'll just go.
Okay.
You are being asked to vote to allow the use of GPLET to move a beer distributor across Tempe from East Phoenix. Economic development efforts are often defended as creating new high-wage jobs. In these tough economic times, I do not think Crescent Crown will see much employee turnover as a result of the short-distance move. In my opinion, the Crescent Crown move will create few, if any, new permanent jobs in the Valley as a whole, or Mesa in particular. The claim in the recitals section, item F of the development agreement, that's 400 new jobs will be created, is highly misleading if the city acknowledges that existing employees will largely be retained. Am I wrong in this, or does Crescent Crown plan on giving pink slips to all its employees at the time of the move? Incentives such as GPLET are often claimed to be essential to induce companies to relocate, yet the Arizona Republic reported on November 11th that, quote, Crescent Crown officials said they would move even if they did not benefit from the property tax break, unquote. It appears to me Crescent Crown has few choices but Mesa if they want to relocate to an East Valley site. The use of GPLET shifts tax burden to the existing residents and business and should be used sparingly, if at all. Why did the city offer to use the use of GPLET in this case when it appears it was not needed? How can the city find, as it did in 6.1V of the development agreement, that the project would not occur without the incentive given the newspaper quote? Please make sure the economic development staff does not offer incentives where they are not needed. Make sure they are not pursuing marginal projects to keep themselves busy and justify their six-figure compensation packages. Please conduct an accounting of economic development efforts. How much has been spent on Waveyard and Gaylord? As you are finding with Gaylord, economic development is a crowded field. Arizona law puts Mesa in a competitive disadvantage relative to other states. GPLET, one of the few tools available to Mesa, comes at the cost of higher property taxes for current residents and businesses. I do have two more questions. What streets radiating from the site does the company expect to use, and roughly how many trucks a day will be operating on each street? And secondly, what is the expected annual cost to Mesa of street repairs due to the Crescent Crown truck traffic, and does the city have a mechanism in place to recover this cost? Thanks for listening.
Thank you, Mr. Schulke. As it relates to both these items, I don't know, Mr. Lake, if you want to say anything or if you...
Certainly can.
Your call. Just go ahead and come on up.
Mayor, Council Member Sean Lake. 1744 South Val Vista Drive here on behalf of Crescent Crown. We appreciate the opportunity to be before you this evening. This is a great opportunity for the City of Mesa to locate this outstanding business within the City of Mesa boundaries and have the employees come to work in the City of Mesa. It currently is not located here, and so we're proud to have this. They're going to be relocating. And to answer one of the questions, this was having the GPLET in place, or the development agreement in place, was critical to the relocation effort. And we've worked very well with your staff, with your economic development staff, and they have done an outstanding job in enticing and inducing this company to come into the City of Mesa. We think this 20-year agreement, where they're going to be operating this business at this location in an area that quite frankly needs a shot in the arm, they're going to build a phenomenal facility. We've submitted elevations that have been designed and approved by the City of Mesa Design Review Board. It's going to be a great facility, a good-looking facility, and really will do a lot to help redevelop that area and add a bit of energy into that area. So not only is it helping the area, it's helping bring employees who will work in the city of Mesa. And when they work in the city of Mesa, they also spend money in the city of Mesa. And so the city of Mesa is going to benefit this on multiple levels, not to mention the fact that the city of Mesa also provided or had an economic analysis done on this relocation and the benefit to the city of Mesa versus the giplet that what is provided for in state statute is 4-1 to the benefit of the city of Mesa by what will come out of this project. So we think this is a great project, one with a development agreement that is necessary to entice this developer or this business to come here. And this is something they're ready to move on, and they want to move on quick. And so it's not just a hope or a dream. This is going to happen, and they're ready to get this building built and open. So we would request your support of both 10A and 10B. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Mr. Lake. Any questions or comments? Councilmember Cavanaugh.
Thank you, Mayor. I want to speak in support of the of this application, and I really like to give a little bit of context to Mesa's use of the giplet statute. Really, in the past 13 years, this is only the third time that the city of Mesa has considered using this statute for an economic development project. The state statute is very clear in terms of the rigorous analysis a community must go through to approve such a project to meet the terms of state statute. And certainly there are other communities that have used giplet much more extensively and have received criticism for what they have done. But in terms of what we have done, we meet all the terms of the statute and then some. This is the exact type of project that giplet was designed to provide our community to make an economic development project work. This is truly a quality development for our community. It makes sense for the area. It makes sense for the city. These are good jobs that will be filled ultimately, I think, by many Mesa residents. And it certainly will be an economic boon for our community, for all the other taxing districts that will benefit from this location. The property as it exists now really offers a very little in the way of taxes to the taxing entities in Mesa. And so I fully support our efforts in this regard, and I move for its approval.
Thank you, Councilmember. We have a motion from Councilmember Cavanaugh. We have a second from Councilmember Glover. Any other discussion? I'd like to add a little bit. In this situation, first of all, to just add on to what Councilmember Cavanaugh says, I think that Mesa has been very judicious in how they've used giplet. Giplet was created for one reason, basically, and that is to fix a problem with our overall taxing system. I would be happy if we didn't have a giplet, but we have to have one because, in reality, giplet does not act as a true incentive as much as it does act as a leveler. And that leveler is the fact that we have a business property tax that actually disincentivizes people to invest in older areas. When you have a level tax and you have a tax that's extraordinary, that's disproportionately high like Arizona does, that raises the risk to a business. And there's no accident that new development happens on the fringes and that businesses avoid older properties and areas that are worn and tired. And actually, our business taxes penalize those businesses for taking the risk to going into places like downtown or like places around Broadway and Dobson, which certainly have seen better days. And therefore, why would you as a business go into an area if you are really going to be penalized from the tax from a tax standpoint for going in that area? And that's why the legislature came up with the giplet. And like I said, it would be great if they had a scheme at the state level which did this on its own, but they don't. What they did is the legislature provided giplet. And we have followed both the spirit and the letter of the law. This certainly is an investment in an area that needs investment. We believe that we will, as a community, be paid back many times over because this new investment will come in here. We welcome a company such as Crescent Crown that actually is not moving simply because they want to. They're moving because they need to and because they want to expand. And I think economic development isn't always, and this is the misnomer, bringing in companies from out of state. Many times we look at economic development and we don't think it's we're successful unless we bring in someone from out of state, and by doing so, we tend to ignore those companies that are here. And I can tell you it's much easier to add 500 jobs from existing businesses by supporting them and by creating an environment where they can thrive and grow than it is to bring in 500 new jobs from a new company from out of state. And yet that's the sexy one. That's the one that we tend to find on the newspapers. But our economy generates many more jobs and much greater economic growth from existing businesses than it does from companies that move in. Which is why we're glad, we're happy to welcome a company such as Crescent Crown in to Mesa, who's willing to make an investment that otherwise we believe would not have been made in an area that has had many companies look at it and have decided to go elsewhere. We're in love with new in this city. We're in love with areas that are on the fringe. It's great to find somebody who's willing to make an investment and not only bring the distribution, but bring a company headquarters into Mesa and certainly into a place in Mesa that can be vibrant, will be vibrant, if only given that shot in the arm that Mr. Lake talked about. So I wholeheartedly support this. I don't think that this city has been cavalier in its use, and I don't like to compare us to other places, but if you look at how Mesa has done in comparison to other places, this community has been incredibly judicious and conservative in how it's used this tool. We are very much aware of what it does and what it means, and we've used it, I believe, in a way that it's truly intended, that it meets the objectives that Giplet has, and I'm actually at least happy to have that. So there's no other discussion. Please vote on 10A. The vote is 7-0 in the affirmative, and the motion carries. We're now voting on item 10B, which is to approve and authorize the city manager to execute the development agreement related to that. We have a motion by Councilmember Kavanaugh, a second from Councilmember Glover. Any questions or comments? Please vote. The vote is 7-0 in the affirmative, and the motion carries. Thank you very much. We have one request to speak from citizens present. Mr. Schulke, wish to speak? And once again, sir, you have 3 minutes.
Tom Schulke, 7604 East Wolf Canyon. The new iMesa section of the city's website seems aptly named. Visitors to the site are presenting their wish lists. I want this. I would like to see that. Do not confuse these desires with the economic concept of demand. In economics, demand is desire coupled with willingness and ability to pay. Wishes expressed in the iMesa website do not indicate demand. People using the site should be asked to indicate a dollar value they would be willing to pay to see the projects they suggest come to fruition. I believe it would be good for participants to think about costs. It would greatly increase the value of the survey to planners. You could encourage people to provide this information by making it a required field. What about projects that will cost more to provide than people indicate they are willing to pay? The wisest answer is to not bill them. If a project costs more than it is valued by the users, it is foolish to provide it. The private sector will not meet this demand, and neither should the public sector. I have no doubt that special interests will suggest funding new projects with broad-based taxes. I am fearful the iMesa survey is an attempt to identify and create a coalition of special interests to put forth a Quality of Life 2 ballot initiative. The first Quality of Life was an example of pork politics at its worst. Popular projects were bundled with controversial ones, and voters were disrespectfully given only the opportunity to vote up or down the whole package. One shameful result of the vote is that renters are paying more than their fair share towards the quality of life projects. As I have said before, the poor in Mesa are subsidizing wealthy out-of-town visitors to the Mesa Arts Center. Washington politicians seem to have gotten the message sent by the people in November. They want less government and are fed up with pork politics. The appearance of the iMesa section on the city's website causes me to wonder if Mesa understands this message. Thanks for listening.
Thank you, Mr. Schilke. Any other items of business? We have a motion to adjourn from the Vice Mayor, a second from Councilmember Kavanaugh. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned. Thank you so very much.